In May 1996, shortly before the Atlanta Olympics, word reached Washington of a remarkable discovery made by the Belgian authorities. They had intercepted a shipment en route to Germany. Inside what was labeled as pickles was a custom-designed weapon best described as the largest mortar ever seen. The weapon was designed to lob a large explosive charge a short distance, such as over the walls of an Israeli or U.S. embassy compound. The shipment was traced to Iran. The Defense Department agreed to our request to station an additional aircraft carrier battle group in the waters off Iran temporarily as a deterrent signal to Tehran. The Navy relied on two ports in the Persian Gulf. One was the U.S. Navy base on the island nation of Bahrain. There, thousands of U.S. sailors lived and worked. Bahrain was ruled by the Khalifas, a Sunni Muslim family. More than half of Bahrain's citizens were, however, Shia Muslims, who felt disenfranchised by the Khalifas. They provided fertile ground for Iran. In early June, the Bahraini ambassador to Washington called me and asked, on behalf of his foreign minister, for an urgent meeting at the White House. He presented me with pictures of bombs and other weapons that had been found in Bahrain the day before. He handed over a document outlining a plot by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps to stage an armed attack on the Khalifas and install a pro-Iranian government in Bahrain. Although little noticed by the Western press, the attempted coup in Bahrain was further evidence of Iran's support for terrorism and its attempt to drive the U.S. military out of the region. In 2 weeks, we had still more. The American military had come to Saudi Arabia in August 1990 and was still there in 1996. The U.S. Air Force had been given a high-rise housing complex near the village of Khobar. On June 25, 1996, it was attacked by terrorists using a devastating truck bomb. 19 Americans died. In fact, Khobar was the second attack on a U.S. military facility in Saudi Arabia. In November 1995, the Riyadh headquarters of the U.S. military training mission to the Saudi National Guard had been bombed, killing 5 Americans. Within days, the Saudi authorities had arrested 4 men, obtained their confessions, and executed them. The Saudis provided scant details about who they were or why they had acted. To avoid a repeat, I asked Clinton to write to the King, seeking full cooperation in a joint investigation of the Khobar attack and announcing that he was sending an FBI team. I met with the National Security Council staff counterterrorism team. We went over every CIA, NSA, Defense, and State Department report on threats in Saudi Arabia for the past 2 years. A few dozen reports, culled from thousands on file, told a clear story. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps' special branch, called the Quds Force, the Jerusalem Force, had created Hezbollah groups in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. They had secretly recruited terrorists and sent them off for training in Iran, and then in Lebanon. Saudi Arabia had learned of this activity and protested to Iran. The Saudis had told us none of this.